Mohammed, what is Tekterra?
Tekterra is a non-profit organization set up with funding from the Alberta government and the Canadian government to help with the commercialization of geomatics technology. And we do that through a variety of programs with small and medium-sized companies, as well as applied research university activities.
Well, perhaps you could explain what geomatics is.
Yeah, that's usually a good starting point. Geomatics essentially is the science and technology involved in the collection, management, integration, representation, and analysis of any and all geographically referenced data and information that describes both the physical features of the Earth as well as the environment built on it. So the principal disciplines that comprise geomatics would include surveying, mapping, land information management systems, geographic information systems, positioning, and navigation.
You're working out of Calgary, and I know that there are an awful lot of geomatics companies down that way. What is it that makes Calgary such a center or hotbed for geomatics?
A great question, and we actually had this discussion yesterday with our board about the concentration of geomatics activities in Calgary compared to the rest of Alberta. First, Canada is a renowned world leader in the science and technology of geomatics. And Alberta alone represents 40% of the Canadian market. And that's measured by the number of companies, a number of employees, and the revenue that is generated by those companies. When you look at Calgary, there are two reasons for Calgary being the center of Alberta, if you will. One of them is the dedicated university program at the University of Calgary, which is the Geomatics Engineering Program, part of the engineering school. That program is a leading program worldwide, and that program attracts a lot of undergraduate and graduate students from around the world. In addition to the university program, you'll find a very high concentration of technology companies here in Calgary. There are a number of geomatics companies across Alberta. Most of the companies outside Calgary tend to focus on the service side of geomatics as opposed to technology development.
What would be some of the companies or agencies that are under your fold?
So we have quite a rich portfolio of companies. We have supported to date, and that's over the past 15 months, we have supported about 28 companies, and we're actually this week are adding at least 12 more companies to that. Examples of those companies, they range from startups, very small startup companies, to medium-sized companies, names that your audience might be familiar with would be Hemisphere GPS here in town, Trusted Positioning Inc. in Calgary, Dark Horse in Edmonton. We also have companies outside Alberta like LIM Geomatics in Ontario and RX Networks in British Columbia.
What exactly are these people doing? How are they making the world better, I guess, for us today? Like, how did we live without geomatics before?
So geomatics in this sense, and the reason we're supporting the geomatics industry is that geomatics offers technology solutions to key operational challenges in resource management. With Alberta being a resource-rich economy, we depend on all the natural resources we have here in the province. And to be able to properly, efficiently, and effectively manage and sustain our resources, we need the best tools and technology solutions to be able to manage those resources. So geomatics provides with those kinds of solutions. For example, in forestry, geomatics plays a big role in fire prediction and fire management during forest fires, and also disease monitoring, disease management, and disease control in our forests. in oil and gas. Geomatics is used in mapping oil and gas activities, as well as various positioning and navigation applications in the oil and gas domain, like emergency response systems and safety of life applications. In water management, geomatics is used to map the water resources across the province and across the country. So there's a lot of natural resources applications that require geomatics, but not only that. Geomatics is also used by the average citizen on their mobile phones, for example. All the location-based services, applications like 911, when you phone an emergency and they want to know where you are, that uses geomatics because it uses satellite positioning or wireless positioning on your phone. Or if you want to go to a restaurant over the weekend and you want to know how to get there, you could still use your mobile phone to guide you there, and that's another geomatics application.
Now, you say that Tekterra supports the commercialization of small and medium-sized businesses. What kind of support, then, would you give them? Can you give me an example?
Sure. We focus on commercializing technology more than supporting the operation of a company. So what we like to do and what we actually do is we invest in projects. So a company would come forward with an application describing the market problem they're trying to address and the technology solution they're going to build to address the problem and their business forecast, their revenue and profit forecast. And we assess the application, and if awarded, then we would provide them with funds ranging from $100,000 to $500,000 per project, and that's on a one-to-one matching basis. We want to make sure that the companies are putting their own money into the project, so their skin is in the game, if you will, and they're committed to that initiative, and we help them as the catalyst for their success. So that's one example. Another example would be companies who are looking to hire highly qualified professionals. Tekterra wants to play, and we have been playing a critical role in creating new jobs for highly qualified personnel. When we say highly qualified, that typically means bachelor's degree or above, in either geomatics technology or in business, because we're after commercialization. So what we do is we can support a company by subsidizing half the salary for the first year of that new hire, and then hopefully the company will continue with the employment of that highly qualified professional long term.
So have you had any successful graduates yet in terms of companies that you've helped along and they have done so well they no longer need your help?
When we look at our portfolio of the 28 companies that we have been supporting for the past 15 months, most of those companies, I would say, in fact, all except three companies are doing exactly as they are supposed to do and are progressing well along their plans. Two companies have had some challenges in their operation and their project, but nothing out of the ordinary, and it is, we believe that these challenges are being addressed the right way. One company has been really doing very well and has exceeded their own expectations, and that's a company that managed to hire three highly qualified personnel instead of the committed one position. They've also already made revenue, so they've already sold their technology even before completing the project, and they've filed five patents on the technology they're developing. They had planned for three patents initially, and they ended up filing five. So that company we're very proud of, and we want more of that kind of company so we can see the value and the impact of our investment.
Now, you've said that you have both federal and provincial support. Alberta Innovates Technology Futures, what role does that agency play with Tekterra?
So we receive our funding, as you mentioned, from the province and from the Government of Canada. From the province of Alberta, we have two sources of funding. One from the Department of Advanced Education and Technology, and the other is from the Alberta Ingenuity Fund. The Alberta Ingenuity Fund money comes through Alberta Innovate Technology Future. They are, as you know, they are now the amalgamation of the Alberta Research Council and the Alberta Ingenuity Program and the Alberta Ingenuity Fund. So they are the source of that funding. But also the Department of Advanced Education and Technology funding that flows to us through Alberta Innovate's Technology Future. So they are essentially our sponsor, and they observe our operation and our performance to ensure that we deliver to the results intended.
So do you have any plans for the future, any new things that you want to take on?
We're always looking for opportunities where we can have a bigger and better impact. Despite the success we've had to date, we're always looking for bigger and better successes. We want to engage in targeted activities related to resource management. We have discussions going on with a number of resource management initiatives with big players in the province, in the oil and gas sector, to determine how Tekterra can help in providing needed technologies. As you know, large oil and gas companies do not need the money. They have enough money, but what they often need is a technical solution to an operational challenge they have. And what Tekterra can do is give them access to technology from companies and from university programs to help them with their operational challenges. So that's our next focus area.
Mohammed, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate the opportunity.